Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated by Mutti and Hadassah Jacobowitz, Lezecher Nishmas Yaakov Zev ben Repesach Yosef.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara on Daf Ayin. The Sugya on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph begins with the Gemara before on Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis. In our Gemara we find two Lashonos. According to Rava, what is the halacha in a case of daima mine ume alma? Now, as far as what daima mine ume alma means, we find the machlokes harishonim. Tosfos explains daima mine to mean that we know for sure that he was ba'alel. For example, if he admitted that he was ba'alel, that is called daima mine. The Ritva and the Nemuki Yosef on the other hand explain daima mine to mean that there is a call that he was mezana with her. But we do not know for a fact that he was mezana with her. If one looks carefully at Rashi, one sees Rashi has a third shita on how to explain daima mine. Rashi understands daima mine to mean that he himself is choshud, that he was mezana with her numerous times. And the fact that we know that he was mezana with her once is not enough to be considered daima mine. And even if we know for sure that he was mezana with her one time, that is still not enough to be called daima mine. To be considered daima mine, one needs to have a kol, one needs that he is choshud, that he was mezana with her more than one time. In such a case of daima mine ume alma, we find a machlokes between the two Lashonos in our Gemara. The first Lashon in our Gemara understands by daima mine ume alma, Rava says that according to Rav, the halacha is the Vlad is a mamzer, which Rashi explains to mean that the Vlad is a mamzer vaday according to Rav. The Ritva, on the other hand, based on the Gemara in Kiddushin of Ayin Heyam and Aleph, argues on Rashi and explains that according to Rav, the Vlad is a mamzer, means to say that the Vlad is a mamzer misafik. And just like Rashi and the Tva argue as far as how to understand that Rav said a Vlad mamzer, if a Vlad mamzer means mamzer vaday, or mamzer only means mamzer misafik, so too we find the Rashi and the Tva argue as far as how to understand Shmuel. Shmuel that says a Vlad shduki, Rashi explains that Shmuel understands that the Vlad is only a mamzer misafik. And the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is, do we say that the Vlad is a mamzer vaday, or like Shmuel, the Vlad is only a mamzer misafik? On the other hand, the Ritva explains that according to Shmuel, the Vlad is not even a mamzer misafik. That Shmuel said, Havad shtuki, Shmuel means to say that we ask the aim. And the aim is Ne'emenes. We ask the mother, and the mother is Ne'emenes to say if she was mezana with someone else or not. That is how the Ritva explains the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So again, the first Lashon of Rava understands that the machlokes in Rav and Shmuel is by daima mine ume alma. The second Lashon of Rava understands that by daima mine ume alma, everyone agrees that basre didei shadinan le. Though we assume the Vlad is from the daima mine, we assume the Vlad is from the oros. And we are not cheshesh, maybe the Vlad is from someone else. That is according to the second Lashon of Rava. The Gemara goes on to say, according to the first Lashon of Rava, that Rav's halacha is referring to a case of daima mine ume alma. Even though it is daima mine, still the first Lashon of Rava understands that according to Rav, the Vlad is a mamzer. But let's say it would not be daima me alma, let's say it would only be daima mine, then Rava says that even according to Rav, we say that the Vlad is from the Oros, and we are not cheshesh, maybe the Vlad is from someone else. So again, according to the first Lashon of Rava, Rava understands that according to Rav, in a case of daima mine, but it is not daima me'alma, then we are not cheshesh, maybe the Vlad is from someone else. According to the second Lashon of Rava, even by daima mine ume'alma, even though it is daima me'alma, still we are not cheshesh, that maybe the Vlad is from someone else besides for the Oros. The Gemara brings the following raya in both Lashonos of Rava. The Gemara brings it from our Mishnah, one sees that we are not choshesh, maybe the vlad is from someone else. The Gemara brings a raya from that we learned in our Mishnah, that a Bas Yisrael that was nivalata kayin, Yolda, once the Bas Yisrael gives birth, alaches teichal, she is allowed to eat truma. From there, the Gemara proves that we are not choshesh. Maybe the vlad is from someone else, besides for the kayin that we know for sure was Baalel. And so too the Gemara proves in the second Lashon of Rava, that even though our Mishnah is talking about a case of Daima Me'alma as well, still we assume that the vlad is from the kayin. From there the Gemara proves in the second Lashon of Rava that by Daima Mineu Me'alma, that we still assume that the vlad is from the Daima Minei, from the Oros. From that our Gemara brings a raya, from our Mishnah to Daima Minei Me'alma, Tosfos proves that Daima Minei does not mean just a kol. Daima Minei means that we know for sure that she was Mezana with the Oros. Had Daima Minei meant just a kol, and we do not know for a fact that the Oros was Boyal his Arusasai, Tosfos asks, what could possibly be the Gemara's raya from our Mishnah? In our Mishnah, we know for a fact that the Kohen was Baalel. To answer the Ritva, who explains Daima Minei to mean that there is only a kol that she was Mezana with him, but we do not know for a fact that she was Mezana with him, we find that the Shaar HaMelech and the Keren Ora say the following teretz, that even though in our Mishnah we are talking about a case that we know for a fact that a Kohen was Baalel, still the Gemara proves from there to a case of Daima Minei that there is only a kol, that her Oros was Baalel. Because in the case of Daima Minei Ome'alma, even though there is only a kol, that her Oros was Baalel, still as far as other people are concerned, since as far as the Oros there is a heter, and as far as other people are concerned there is no heter, there is more of a reason to assume that it is from the Oros more than anyone else. There is more of a reason to assume that the kol that her Oros was Baalel is more true than the kol that someone else was Baalel, since the Oros, relative to all other people, is a heter relative to Isser, like the Gemara explains before on Amud Beis. And for that reason, even though it is just a kol, that itself is enough of a reason to assume that the kol that her Oros was Baalel is the true kol, and the kol that Acherim was Baalel is not true. And for that reason, the Gemara says that if one sees in our Mishnah that we are Teila in the Kohen Shebaalel and we are not Teila in anyone else, even though it is Daima Me'alma, and as far as Isser and Heter is concerned, they are both Aser, then for sure in a case of Daima Minei Me'alma, that the Oros is Heter, and others are considered an Isser relative to the Oros, then for sure we should be Teila in the Oros and not in anyone else, even though, as far as the Oros is concerned, all one has is a kol. That is how the Shaar HaMelech and Keren Ora explain how the Ritva and the Nimuki Yosef understand our Gemara. Now getting back to the Ikar Raya of our Gemara from our Mishnah, that from that she is muteres to eat truma, the Gemara proves that we are not cheshesh that someone else was mezana with her. We find that Reb Kiva Eger in Madura Tanyona Chuvan and Dawad asks the following kasha. Reb Kiva Eger asks, what is the raya of our Gemara from that she is muteres to eat truma? Even if we are cheshesh that maybe she was mezana with someone else, still it is only a suffix. And since it is only a suffix, if she says Bari that she was not Mezana with someone else, the din should be that she is Muteres to eat truma. Just like we find in the Gemara in Ksuvah Staf Chof Beis Amar Beis, that if one has Trey Utrey, two Edim say that a specific Isha was Niskarsha, and two Edim say no, she was not Niskarsha, then now it is a Suffolk if she is a Megurashas or not. If she says Bari Li that she is a Megurashas, and she was married to one of her Edim that were made that she is a Megurashes, the halacha is Ein Maitzia Noisa. Even though as far as we are concerned, it is a Suffolk, still as far as she is concerned, if she is buried that she is a Megurashes, The halacha is Ein Maitzi and Eisav. She was married to one of her Edim, who is also saying Bari that she is a Megurashes. So one sees that by a Safik, as long as the person who is being over a possible Isser is a Bari that they are not being over an Isser, is positive that they are not being over an Isser, then the halacha is we do not stop them. If so, the halacha should be in our Gemara as well, that even if we have a suffix, maybe she was mezana with someone else. If she herself is a bari that she was not mezana with someone else, she should be allowed to eat truma. That is the kasha that Rikiveger asks on our Gemara. Rav Shach and Aviezer Yochas Trumas Paraches Halacha Yudalit starts to be miyashiv Rikiveger's kasha by saying as follows. That as one sees in Tisvis and Ksuvas Daf Chav Beis and Beis, Tisvis says that the bari helps is only if the bari is not going keneged a chazaka. If the bari is going keneged a chazaka, then the halacha is that we do not rely on her bari. We do not let her rely on her bari. And therefore, Rav Shach says that so too in our Gemara. As far as our Mishnah is concerned, since we are talking about a Bas Yisrael that till the Vlad was born did not have a heter to eat truma, she is becheskas that she is asura to eat truma. And now that the Vlad was born, and we have a suffix if the Vlad is a ben koyin that should allow her to eat truma or not, the halacha should be that we are eikim la aches kasa, that we put her on her previous state, that she was asura to eat truma. And from that, the one sees in our Mishnah that she is allowed to eat truma, from there one sees that there is no suffix whatsoever. And we say, miteras vadai, that the Vlad is a ben of a koyin. That is Rav Shach wants to be miyashiv the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. But as Rav Shach goes on to say, that over here we cannot be oikim la'aches kasa, because since over here the suffix is not a suffix, if her status changed. Since, as Rav Shach understands, that a ben koyin is ma'achilas imay betruma, is completely the ben koyin's din. And even though as far as the aim status, as far as the mother status, her status remains the same, still she is allowed to eat truma because the din of a ben koyin is to allow his mother to eat truma. And therefore, our whole suffix is not a suffix if her status changed or not. Our whole suffix is, what is this Vlad? Is this Vlad of a koyin or not? And therefore, her chazaka will not have any ramifications whatsoever as far as our decision how to judge this Vlad. And therefore, as long as a Vlad is a suffix, her bari should still help. So therefore, Rabbi Kiveger's kasha is still shver, the one was the Gemara's raya from our Mishnah. Maybe that she is allowed to eat truma is because she has a bari that she was not mezana with anyone else. So to answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha, Rav Shach goes and says the following chiddush. That from our Gemara one sees that had there been any suffix, maybe she was mezana with someone else, then with Rabbanon would consider as if she was vaday nivala tacherim. Just like we find by an isha shenishbeis, an isha that was captured by goyim, that we say with Rabbanon she is considered as if she was vaday nivala to goyim. So too, as far as our Gemara is concerned, had there been a suffix, maybe she was mezana with achirim, then midrabbanon we would consider her as if she was vaday nivala achirim, as if she was vaday mezana with achirim. And just like by Shvuya one sees, that even though she is a bari, still her bari does not help, because a bari only helps if there is a suffix. If there is a vaday, bari will not help. So to an argamara, had there been a suffix, maybe she was nivala achirim, then midrabbanon we say that we consider as if she was vadei nivala l'achirim, and for that reason a bari would not help. And if one sees in our Mishnah that she is allowed to eat truma, from there one sees that there is no suffix whatsoever. Because had there been a suffix, then even a bari would not help, because b'makim suffix rabbanon say that we consider as if she was vadei nivala. That is how Rav Shach answers the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. For Chira, one can answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha with a different mahalach, based on that we find in Chidushei Reb Shlomo and Ksuvas and Simon Vav. Reb Shlomo asks, what is the pshat that one sees in our Gemara Tzad that just because she was mafker herself as far as her oros, we say that so too we should be cheshish, maybe she was mafker herself for others. Why should we be cheshish? Just because she was mafker herself for her oros, that so too she was mafker herself for others. Reb Shloima goes on to say that the reason why we should be cheshish that she was mafker herself for others is because there is a vlad here. And since there is a vlad, we have to decide the status of the vlad. And as long as we cannot establish the status of the vlad, just like the vlad is a suffix, the suffix of the vlad creates a suffix as far as the isha herself is concerned. And the suffix on the isha is an offshoot of the suffix on the vlad. As long as we cannot decide the status of the vlad, then we have to consider the isha herself as if she is a suffix. And for that reason, Abaye says that we say Medaafkra nafsho gabi oros, afkra nafsho gabi achrini, because since as far as the oros himself is concerned, Abaye understands that the fact that we know that she was mezana with the oros is not enough to decide the status of the vlad, therefore the isha herself is considered a suffix. That is how Reb Shloima explains the Shita of Abaye in our Gemara. And therefore, according to the Yisoid, Reb Shloima is Mechadish, that the suffix on the Isha is based on the suffix of the Vlad. For that reason, one can say that her Bori cannot possibly help. That her Bori helps is only if the suffix is completely a suffix on the Isha herself. For example, in the case of the Gemara in Ksuvas by Treu Trei, that two Eidim say Neskarsha and two Eidim say Loi Neskarsha, so if she is a Bori as far as her status, then the fact that we have a Suffolk does not tell us we cannot allow her to get married. Since as far as she is concerned, she is positive what her status is, for that reason she is allowed to get married. On the other hand, in our Gemara, as long as her Bori cannot tell us what the status of the Vlad is, then her suffix remains, and her Bori will not be able to decide her status, because as long as a Vlad remains in a matzav of suffix, as long as a Vlad is considered a suffix, she is considered a suffix, and for that reason her Bori cannot possibly help. And therefore, from that one sees in our Mishnah that halach is teichal b'truma, from that she is allowed to eat truma, one sees that even as far as the matzav ha-ben, as far as the status of the ben is concerned, there is no suffix whatsoever. And for that reason, she is allowed to eat truma. That is another mahalach with which l'chayra one can be miyashiv the kasha of Reb Kiva Eiger.
We're learning Masechet Yevamos Daf Ayin, we're starting the 8th perek. The Mishnah says, Ha'orel, v'chol ha-tmeim l'yechol b'tshuma. If a kain is an orel, he does not have a bris milah. The cholat tmein, if a kain is tamei, any type of tumah, whether it's tumas meis, tumas sheretz, tumas zav, keri, whatever the tamei would be, lo yechlu b'tshuma, he's not allowed to eat tshuma. Nesheyem v'avdeyem yechlu b'tshuma. But the wife of a kain that's an aril, and the wife of a kain that's tamei, and the avadim of a kain that's aril, avadim of a kain that's tamei, yechlu b'tshuma, they're allowed to eat tshuma. They have the din of kain kiyik nefesh kinyan kaspay. The Gemara earlier, in the beginning of the last perek, Daf Samach Vavim and Aleph, the beginning of the 7th perek, that said he is say that a kain who could eat shuma, he could be meichel shuma to his wife and to his avadim. But a kain who can't eat shuma can't be meichel. The Gemara has a kasha from this Mishnah. This Mishnah says that Oril and Cholat Meim, they can't eat shuma, and their wives and their avadim could eat shuma. So the Gemara says, Hasam pumayu kov luhu. It's like their mouth is hurt. The be'etzem of barachil is chuma, they really could eat chuma. There's a chsar in sadi, intrinsically, they could eat chuma, but there's something stopping them, back to the tamid, in fact, there's an oral stopping them from eating chuma. So there's no chsar in them being Michael, their wife, and their avadim chuma. Now, Taisus and the Rishenim all speak out of Machlekes Rishenim about oral, whether oral is only when he really could do the bris milah. But even if he's not allowed to do the bris milah, like meisu echav machmas milah, he's also called an aril. Rashi says aril, kain shemeisu echav machmas milah, a kain that his brother died machmas milah. So now it's a sakana for him to do a milah, since his brother's died Vice Dice is a sakana in that family for a mila. So he can't do a mila. He's an Einus under Bris Mila, but he's still called an Aril. Rabbi Natam argues. Rabbi Natam holds the Gemara has a Shaila about Aril Shalei Bismano. You have a baby that's not yet 8 days old. Shalei Bismano is Kaidim Zmano. The baby is not yet 8 days old. The question is this baby Asir for Chuma? Eating Chuma isn't so relevant to a baby that young. So the Gemara asks the Shaila, could you smear on the baby oil of Chuma? Sicha, Lagabe Chuma, has the same din of Shtia. Smearing the oil of Chuma, you're not allowed to do it on the Tameh. It has the same Isser of Achila, you have the Isser of Sicha. And the question is, this baby, it was not Tameh, it was an Aril, but it's Shalei B'Zman, it's before the Zman Mila. Is there a problem? Is this baby Asa B'Chuma? The Gemara has a Shaila. So Rabbeinu Tam wants to know, what's the difference between a Meso Echa Machmas Mila, where Rashi is saying that he's an Aril, and an Aril Kaidim Zmana, Aril Shalei B'Zmana, which the Gemara has a Shaila, is an Aril or not? So all the Rishayim say, it's not Shver. An Aril Shalei B'Zmana, a baby before 8 days old, never has a Bris Mila. There's no such thing as a Bris Mila before 8 days old. So then, it's not an Aril. There's Bechlal no Chiv Mila. It's not like there's a Chiv Mila, which is an Einus. There's no Chiv Mila altogether. Mashenke Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. That's and there is a Chiv Mila. There is an Einus, but Payal, he doesn't have to do the Chiv Mila because he's an Einus, because it's Bikuch Nefesh. But really, there really is a Chiv Mila. Anyone else would have a Chiv Mila. He himself has his own private Ptur Einus. So there you could say he's called an Aril, even though it's not his fault at all. But doesn't matter, he's an Aril. The Rishayim bring a Raya the other way to Rashi, that the Gemara is Mavur, that a Tumtum does not eat Chuma. A Tumtum cannot eat Chuma. Tumtum is when the skin is over a Varei Zachar, so you can't do the Mila because it's being blocked by the skin. So the Gemara is Mavur that he can't eat Chuma, even though the Gemara is also Mavur that he's not Mechliyev to rip open the skin in order to do the Mila. Be'ez Hashem, I plan on discussing this at length in the next share on the Fayin Aleph, where there the sugi of the Gemara of Tumtum and the sugi of the Gemara that seems to contrast the din of Arlas Atzmai to Milas Chorev Avadav, and discuss the Shita Rabbeinu Tam there. But what's negayif here is this machlokes that Rashi and Roiv Yishayim hold like Rashi, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Ridva, Taisus. They all hold that even though he's completely an Einus, there's no way he could do the Bris Mila, he's still called an Aril, and that's what the Rambam's mashman, the Rambam's not Mechalik, like the Achreinim HaMedayik. And Rabbeinu the Tam holds, no, Al-Kopanim, but a case of Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, where doing Mila would be Sakanis Nefashis, he's not considered an Aril, it's like an Aril Shalei B'Zmano, which is not an Aril, or Al-Kopanim, the Gemara Shail, if it's an Aril. But what I want to discuss here is, Rashi says, Aril, Kayin Shemesu Echa Machmas Mila. He says it's stam. It's mashma, that's the definition of Aril. Meisu Echa Machmas Mila. Which is a little bit schwer, because even if Aril would include Meisu Echa Machmas Mila, a Meisu Echa Machmas Mila is also an Aril. But why would Rashi say that the definition of Aril is Kayin Shemesu Echa Machmas Mila? The definition is someone who doesn't have a Bris Mila. If he did it b'mezid, if he does it b'shegig, if he did it because of ba'inis, because it's mesu echa machmas mila, all that is considered an aral. But Rashi's mashma that the case of aral has to dafke be the case of mesu echa machmas mila, and does not include the case where he's an aral because he doesn't want to do the bris mila when he has to. Now Rashi in Chumash Bemisin explains this. Rashi in Chumash Pashas Bay Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Mem Ches and the Pasuk called Aral Yechal Bay. The din of Aril is being marba mesu echa machmas mila she'enem mumr la'arilis ve'enem nilman mi ben necha lo yechal bay. By Karim Pesach, like the Gemara here discusses in Amid Beis, there are two things. There's ben nechar, which means a mumr, and there's Aril. And Rashi holds that if the Aril is an Aril because he doesn't want to do a bris mila, so then he's a ben nechar. Then we don't need a pasuk of Aril for him. We read him in Mayim v'Karim Besa, because he's a Ben Echar. So why do we need the pasuk of Aril? He's already a Ben Echar. The Tereza says we're talking about an Aril, which is Mesu Echa Machmas Mila. So he's not Memuyit because he's a Ben Echar. By him, he gets the title of Aril his reason why he can't eat a Pesach at Hatzor. And the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph, the very beginning of Ayin Aleph, is a little bit mashman that way. The Gemara says that the Pesach has to write Oral and also has to write Ben Necher. If it would write Oral, we wouldn't know Ben Necher because Oral is Mois. And if it would write Ben Necher, we wouldn't know Oral because Ben Necher is Ein Liba LaShemayim. But Oral, which is Liba LaShemayim, we would think he could eat. And Rashi understands that Liba LaShemayim means it's not his fault. It was Mei Suecha, Machmas Mila. That's why it's Liba LaShemayim. If he wouldn't be Liba LaShemayim, he'd be a Ben Necher. Now, the exact definition of Ben Necher is not so clear. The Turi Evin Chayigan Avdalid, and that's what's Mashim Ken over here, is Mashmitz Tully in the Machoikis we have on Chulin and Avdalin, if Mumer, La Davar Echad is Mumer Lechalater Kula or not. There's a Machoikis there. The mayor holds that if someone's a Mumer for one Aveira, is one Aveira which he doesn't do, he's a Mumer for that Aveira, and keep that mitzvah period, he's called a Mumer Lechalater Kula. And we got to Shechita, we got to different halachas, he has a halacha of a guy, even if he's a Mumer Ledavar Echad. Rabbanan there say no. A mumma for one aveira is not a mumma l'chol ha-terekula. He's only a mumma for that aveira. He doesn't have a din of a guy. His shechita is kasher. He's nem on another isurim which he does keep. With the one exception of a mumma l'avaydezara, and also a mumma l'chol ha-shabbos ha-fahesya. A mumma l'avaydezara and a mumma l'chol ha-shabbos ha-fahesya, he has a din of a mumma l'chol ha-terekula. So the Turi Evin Emzon, that the term ben-echar means the same thing as a mumma l'chol ha-terekula. If he says, and the Karen Ari says the same thing here, that according to Rabbi Meir, that a mumul adavar echad is mumul achal terakula, then you have that cheshbon. The hechach, when the pasuk says arul, it must mean a meisu echad machmas mila, that he's not mechuyiv to do the mila. Because if he'd be mechuyiv to do the mila, and he doesn't do it, he's a mumr for mila. He's a mumr for the mitzvah of mila, he becomes a mumul achal terakula, he becomes a ben echar. Ashegin, according to the Rabbanan that hold, that a mumul adavar echad is not a mumul achal terakula. And that's how we paskin. Just a mumul avaydezara, or a mumul achal shamus v'fahesyam. So according to them, if someone would be a mumma for elus, he wouldn't be considered a ben echad. But Rashi is not mashma that way, and the Meiri also here is very clear that way, that if he's amazing on the mitzvah of mila, he's a ben echad, and you don't need the psul of erelus, you already have the psul of ben echad. And that's the pshat in the Rashi that he says, Oral is mei su'echa machmas mila. Because if not, you don't need the din Oral. You already have the din of ben echar. And it's not mashma is going like Reb Meir. We don't pass him like Reb Meir. It's mashma he holds that the gedder of ben echar is not totally a mumma l'chal terekula. Anytime someone's a mumma for any mitzvah, he's already a ben echar. Unless the pshat in Rashi is dafka mila. Mila is the bris between Klal Yisrael and the Eibishta. And if he's a mumma on this bris, he becomes a ben echar, that would be a chiddush. The mashmois is that if he's a mumer, for even one mitzvah, he's already a ben echar. And that's what's mashman the Mizrahi, the Rebellion Mizrahi on the Rashi and Bay that we mentioned. V'loizu b'lvan, it sounds like even Rabbeinu Tam held that way. Now Rabbeinu Tam is extending what's called an einus in limiting the halacha of mumer. Because the Rishonim, when they quote Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ridva here, when they quote Rabbeinu Tam, they say that the reason why he's not doing a mila is not because it was Mesu Echa Machmas Mila, he's not allowed to do a mila. In that case, Rabbeinu Tam holds that since he can't do the mila, he's not Mechuyiv to do the mila, he's not an Aron. But they say that he's not doing the mila because of a Pachad Misa. He's scared he's going to die for mila. He has no right, halachic right to be scared, but he happens to be scared. He's scared that if he does the mila, he's going to die. Not doing the mila because he's afraid for his life. And that's why the Gemara calls him Liba LaShemayim. The Rishayim also bring another Gemara, that the Gemara on Daf Kuf says, Allah, that an Oral, you can't go and get the Chuma al-Bei Sagarim, but you could send him the Chuma in his house. And the Gemara says that an Oral you do, and a Tummy you don't, because an Oral is an Einus. Tummy is not really an Einus. An Oral is an Einus. It's not his fault, so merely give him the Chuma in his house. He won't need it, but he could own the truma. So why is the Gemara calling an Oral an Einus? According to Rashi, it's perfect. It's Meisvachem Achemes Mila. According to Ben Etam, this is what they explain. The reason why the Gemara assumes an Oral is an Einus is because an Oral is talking about an Oral that's scared that'll die. Taizer Rosh over here, and Taizen Zvachem says a little differently, but they also say that it's Libel HaShemayim, and they say the reason why it's Libel HaShemayim is because the reason why he's not doing the milah is because he can't take the pain, which is also mashma avart. It's only because it's very, very difficult for him. He feels it's impossible that he's afraid of dying, but he can't take the pain. Maybe the Rishonim that say afraid of dying hold that the pain is not good enough. Rishonim that say he's afraid of dying, it's only because in his mind he's going to die from it. So mainly he's considered an einus. But if it's only that he can't take the pain, he's not considered an einus. Rashengi and the Teis Rosh and Teis Vachem bring down a word that he's not doing the milah because he can't take the pain. They consider that an einus also. But it sounds from everyone that if he's just not doing the milah, not because of an extenuating circumstance, because it's very, very difficult, he considers it impossible to do the milah. So he doesn't feel like doing the milah. He doesn't want to look different than the guy. What other reasons that aren't mamish impossible, even if it's not lahachis, but then that would already not be bechlal arl, and mistam it's the same vark, because that would already be benechar, like Rashi. And all this is mashma, not like the Turi Evan and the Karen Ayra, that it's totally in that sugya. Even though it's a mum l'davar echad, it sounds like that l'gabit din ben echad, the mumma for mila, if not for the fact, according to Rashi, it is a pikuach nefesh, according to Ramban, Rajban, Ridva, the man thinks it's a pikuach nefesh, according to Tais Rosh and Taisus and Zvachim, it's very, very painful and he feels it's impossible because of the pain. But if not for those extenuating circumstances, he'd be considered a mazid on the mila, even if it's a tayavain. He would be ready considered a ben echar. In the Rambam, you really have the opposite shita. The Rambam says that a ben echar means a mumal avayda zara. The Achreinim HaMedayik in the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Yud Gimel, and Reb Chaim Ayz, the Chelek Gimel Simen Nun, the Medayik, that dafka mumal avayda zara is called a ben echar. A ben echar means an oivad avayda zara, someone who worships idols. It's mashma, even a mumal achal shamas b'fehesya, which has a din of a goy l'chal aterikula, wouldn't necessarily be a ben echel lefi the Rambam. Yeah, lefi the Rambam, you have to say the Gemara that says liba l'shemayim just means that he's not an oivad avayda zara. Liba l'shemayim means his worship is the one God. He doesn't worship avayda zara. But ein echinami, that he's not doing the milah is a mamish and gansim b'mezid. Even if he doesn't keep a lot of other mitzvahs and gansim b'mezid, but still he wouldn't be called a ben echer. So we'll come after three shittas in Ben Echar. The Rashi holds that as long as he's not mamish and einis gomer of Nesu Echa Machmas Mila, he's already considered a Ben Echar by not doing the Mila. Rabbeinu Tam holds that even though he's not an einis gomer, but at least he thinks he's an einis because he thinks he'll die from it or he can't take the pain. But it's mashma that if it was any other reason that he doesn't feel like he's mamish and einis, but he still doesn't want to do the Mila, he'd also be called a Ben Echar. And this l'char is even according to the Rabbanan, who we paskin like, that mumul davrechad is not a mumul akal tayir kula. Mashengi, the Tur Evan holds is totally in whether mumul davrechad is a mumul akal tayir kula or not. And the Rambam is mashma, that even if he would be considered a mumul akal tayir kula, in order to be a ben echad, he has to mamish be an ayver avayda zara. And now let's go right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, p'tzu adaka, u'chirush shavcha. Someone who's a very zacher were damaged in the way that makes them a betzu adak and a kurush shavcha. Now there's an issa deraisa for him to marry a bas Yisrael. Hein vavdeim yechlu. He could still eat chuma. He doesn't become a pasul l'kayin, he could still eat chuma. And his avadim could still eat chuma, because avadim of a kayin could eat chuma. Unisheim lo yechlu. But his wife can't eat chuma. If he did not have any beer with her after he became a psuadak and a kurshavcha, elu yechlu. Then the wife could eat chuma. It discusses about mishtameris l'biya psula. We'll see in the Gemara. The Mishnah also goes on to describe a psuadak and a kurshavcha, and all that we'll see in the sugya of the Gemara. But one thing negeya here, what's the isser if a psuadak or a kurshavcha was ba'al a woman, why does she become pasul for chuma? Rashi says a lashon the shavi chalala bebiyasan, she nivul lapasula. She becomes a chalala because she's nivul lapasula. Now the sugi of nivul lapasula is in the previous perik on daf samach tes, shortly before this daf, when the Gemara learns out the din from ubas kayin kisil ishzar. That when it says ubas kayin kisil ishzar, the Gemara darshens it doesn't mean Yisrael, it means, Ishzar means someone who's pasul to her, Azar Etzla. So long arichas of the Gemara on the Braisa that says that Penteisha son of Yemechad Gera Maini Mayavi Mitsu Yadaimi Kusi Nasan Cholan Mamzer, all these Psule Kol, Maini Mayavi Mitsu Yadaimi Kusi Nasan Cholan Mamzer, which are Boal Kenis Leviv Shaelis, they make them puzzle, and the Gemara learns that from Askain Kisi Lishzar. Now the Rishainim ask Ajmi Ritvam that the Gemara there says, what about Magzagur Shasai? Maybe Lishzar should include Magzagur Shasai. If somebody married and divorced his wife and she married somebody else and that someone else divorced her or died and now she's asked to return to him because Magzagur Shasai, what if she does return to him, he marries her, does she become possible for Truma? So the Gemara says, Ish zar amrachmana misha zar etzlam ikar. Lafuke hai deloy zar etzlam ikar. It's only an ish zar who zar etzlam ikar means she was always asat him. But a magzagur shasa, he originally was mutter to her. After he divorced her and she married someone else, then she became asr. So the issa came later. It wasn't a zar etzlam ikar that wasn't originally asat to him. Rishainim, the Raj Ritva say, so why would a psua dak and a kur shavcham pass on isha bibia? She's not a Zar Etzla Mikara. She's not a Zar Etzla Mikara. Originally, she was mutter to them. They got married. He wasn't yet a Psuadak and a Kur Shavcha. Only afterwards, he became a Psuadak and a Kur Shavcha, and then it became Aser. So she's not a Zar Etzla Mikara. Why would it passel? So the Rashi and Dvar say it's sad that we don't pass him like this Mishnah. This Mishnah goes like the Tanoim that hold, you don't need Zar Etzla Mikara. It goes like Rabbi Eliezer that holds that Pane Abba Apnuya Sa'azayna. Or goes like another Tana which doesn't need Zar Etzla Mikara, then this Mishnah wouldn't be Kilchasat. Lamaisa the Rambam and the other Paiskim Paskim like this Mishnah. So the Rashi and Dvar say, since a Psuadak and a Kurs Shavcha, Psule Kahal, you don't need the din of Zar Etzla Mikara by Psule Kahal. That's what they say in Lashon. But they don't explain why. What's the Chilik if the Josh is Zar Etzla Mikara? Why by Psule Kahal, you don't need Zar Etzla Mikara? So Rabbi Chanan, Kaivitz Aris, Simon Memdal at Ais Yun, he explains the Svara like this. He says, the Josh of Zar Etzla Mikara teaches you that it's not a Bia Psula that passels. It's not the Pshat when there's a Bias Isser at passels. Now the Pshat is that if the person is apostle, the Bia with a person that's apostle, he himself is apostle, then he could passel. He's medayik that svara, Rashi in the beginning of the sixth parak. The Rashi says, by Mzeris and Asimili Yisrael, it can't be that we're going on Psule Kunam. So anyway, she's anyway possible to marry a Kayin, she's possible even Lakal, and about Chuma, she anyway can't eat Chuma because she's not a Kayin. But he adds another svara of Oid, Bias Kasha Mayim Begareyala. I'm going to Bias Kasha make it worse. Even though the Bias is an Avera, it's an Isser Bia, but the person is a Kasha. So that's how he's mazmed the din of Zar Etzla Mikara. The din of Zar Etzla Mikara is that you need that the person should be apostle, should be apostle. The person himself should be a psalsal kol. By Magzagur Shasa, he's not a psal kol b'chlal, he's kashal kol. It's just an issa that they have together. It's just an issa bia, and issa bia doesn't pass. You need the person has to be a psal kol. So he wants a tight, she clears, and maybe that's what the Rashi also means to answer. The Zar Etzla Mikara is lav dafki. You don't need she should always be aser. The drash of Zar Etzla Mikara teaches you that the main thing is that the person should be Pasul Akal, Psuadak and a Kur Shavcha, Pasul Akal, even though they weren't Asif in the beginning. Because the Kur Shasa isn't Pasul Akal. One more teretz on the Ikka Kasha, that why is Psuadak a Pasul the Isha Bibi, it's not Zar Etzla Mikara, is a Taiz Yishanim. Taiz Yishanim says in Mechudish Tegavart that since it's Nishtana Gufa, it's considered like Zar Etzla Mikara. Since his body changed, that's called Zar Etzla Mikara. In other words, the person that's a Psuadaka is considered like a different person than before he was a Psuadaka. From the time he became this new person, this new Psuadaka, it was always possible. So since a change happened in his guf, you consider it Zar Etzla Mikara. She was us the whole time. She was us originally, meaning the whole time from the time he had this guf, this Shinei HaGuf of a Psuadaka. And now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, from where do we learn out that there's an issa for an Arel to eat Truma? No pasuk in the Torah that an Arel can't eat Truma. The pasuk only is that an Arel can't eat the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach, it says, Kal Arel Lo'yechel Bay. Where do we know that an Arel can't eat Truma? The Gemara brings a braisa, Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Minayin La'Arel Shenechel B'Truma, From where do we know that an oral can eat truma? Nemen teisha v'sachar v'pesach. It says the words teisha v'sachar by korban pesach. V'nemen teisha v'sachar b'truma. It says the words teisha v'sachar by truma. Ma teisha v'sachar v'pesach oral aser by. Av teisha v'sachar v'truma oral aser by. Zeri shava teisha v'sachar by pesach. Teisha v'sachar by truma. You learn out that the dinim that says by pesach the oral is aser also applies to truma. The Gemara in the Hemshech explains, as a kasha, why don't we learn out all the dinim that are asr by Pesach should be asr by Chuma, like Aninus, and like Milas Chorev Avadav, and the Gemara says, because there's it, V'chol Zar, Zar Asr Ma'at Yilach, that's the Hemshech HaSugya. Rabbi Lez's Josh is Teisha V'sach, Gzei Rishav. Rabbi Kiva Aymer Einet Zarech, Rabbi Aymer Ish Ish L'Rabbi Sa'arim. That's Ish Ish Mizera Arein V'hu Tzirua Aizav V'kachim L'yechom. And it says an extra word, ish. So that teaches you that not only a tzeruah azav, but who a din of aral also has a din of a tamei, and he can't eat kachim. That's how we know that he can't eat truma. Rishonim bring it down, and it's mavur that way from the upcoming sugis. That the machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is not only a mashmoyis darshim, it's not only just in the drasha, but there's machlokes ladina between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Biradava, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you learn out the din aral. There's a din aral by Pesach. You learn out the din aral to Chuma. But the site of the Isser is an Isser of aral. Ashegin lefir Rabbi Kiva, that's marba aral kitame. So the din aral by Chuma is an Isser of Tame. It's a din of Tame. It's a din like he's Tame. Two different Isurin. According to Blaz, it's an Isser aral. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's an Isser Tame. And the most obvious nafkamina, like the Rishonim point out, is other halachas that don't have the gzeri shava, that you find other halachas, that you find restrictions on a tameh, that they apply to an aro. Mamashal, the Gemara discusses the halacha of being maza, sprinkling the water of the paraduma, the mechatas. The din is v'hizah hatar ala tameh. Only a tar, only someone who's tar, could do the hazah of mechatas to be matar somebody, b'shlishu b'shvi. Someone who's tameh can't do it. But what about an aral? The Gemara is mavur later. That's the machlekes Reb Lezer and Rebbe Akiva. According to Rebbe Lezer, there's nothing wrong with an aral doing hazah. But according to Rebbe Akiva, an aral is like a tummy, he can't do hazah. Al derech zeh, the Gemara is a discussion, could aral eat meiser? Then as a tummy, can't eat meiser. So the Gemara said, of course, according to Rebbe Akiva, that's marba aral ki tummy, ish ish, l'rabbe sa'aral, that he also is like a tzuru hazah, v'kachim l'yechal. That includes Meiser. The Pasuk there is talking about Chuma and Meiser and Kachim. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, an Oral is not Tameh. An Oral has a din of Taisha V'sacha, which is only by Chuma, has an Issa Chuma. So he won't necessarily be Asr Meiser. It's a whole discussion in the Gemara later. The Gemara has a different limud why it might be Asr B'Meiser. Al Derek Zed, the Gemara discusses Ali L'Regel. His din is a Tameh, can't be Ali L'Regel, because it can't be Rai upon him Bazar. What about an Oral? The Gemara is mavur, at least according to one side, that it could be a machlekes Reb Lezer and Rebbe Akiva. According to Reb Lezer, an aral could be ayel l'regel. But according to Rebbe Akiva, he can't. He's like a tamei. He can't be rei upon a bazar. He can't go into nazar. All these things are all part of the machlekes Reb Lezer and Rebbe Akiva. We'll discuss this more, and also the psak of the Rambam in the Hemshech of the Sugyas. Now the Rishonim ask Akasha, according to Rebbe Akiva, the holds an aral is kitamei. So why do we need the pasuk called Aral Le'echel by Lagabi Pesach? An aral is like a tamei. Why do we need the pasuk called Aral Le'echel by Lagabi Pesach? Taisa already asked the kasha, and Taisus and the Ramban, Rashi, and Ritva, they all say a teretz, pasha the teretz, that if it wouldn't be that there's a pasuk that says that an aral can eat a carbon Pesach, we wouldn't dash an ish ish to Yomar ben Aral. We wouldn't know that an aral is kitamei. We wouldn't know it's by aral. If we don't find in the Torah already a lav mafurish by aral Lagabi a certain din, we wouldn't think of being marba aral by ish ish to say an aral skitami. It's only after the pasuk says that an aral can eat a carbon pesach, then we understand that there's something wrong with an aral, then we're marba aral in the pasuk of ish ish to marba aral kitami. But the Ritva adds another teretz, and this teretz is actually Yosaitis Tegon Machoikis Rishainim. Ritva says that you need an isser of aral because if all there was an isser of tamei, we know that tumma is hutcher b'tzibur. If raiv tzibur at tmeim, so then you could bring the carbon Pesach, even though you're tummy. So if all you would have is ish ish to be marban aral ki tummy, so it would have the same din as a tummy. Let's say roid tzibu would be a relim. Rav Tziba wouldn't be able to do Mila Machmas Sakana Ukadaima, so then be able to bring the Karban Pesach, because just like Tumah is Hutcha B'Tziba, so Arelus, if the whole Issa of Arelus is Tumah, so Arelus also be Hutcha B'Tziba. That's why you need a separate Issa of Arel to tell you there's another Issa. There's an Issa called Arel, and that Issa of Arel is not Hutcha B'Tziba. That's the Ritva's second Teretz. Why did the Rishayim say this Teretz? So the Emes says, Taisen Chagigan Daftal Namabei says clearly why he didn't say the Teretz. He also brings this Teretz, but he says he can't say this Teretz. Because the halacha is that only a Tamei Mace is Hutchu B'Tzibur. But a Tumah Hayetzim Megufay, like a Tzerua or a Zav, is not Hutchu B'Tzibur. If Reiv Tzibur or Metzeroam or Reiv Tzibur or Zavim, they can't bring the Karban Pesach. So Zak Taisis Ish Ish Ki Mizera Aaron Vahut Tzerua Ay Zav Bakachim Layechel. Yemar the ish ish in the pasuk v'hut tzerua aizav. Yemar is like a mitzayr or a zav. So avada, even if it would only be for the pasuk of ish ish, you also would know that it's not hutcha b'tzibur, because it's like it's a mitzayr or a zav, which is not hutcha b'tzibur. And Jusat, so what's takib shan in the ridva? Why did the ridva say this teretz? The Yashish Yankov and Dafayin Aleph and Mebeis says that the pasuk doesn't end that way. It says ish ish mitzayr aron v'hut tzerua aizav v'kad shem l'yechal. But then it says, "Vanegei b'chol tamei nefesh." Then it says, "Someone who touches a tamei nefesh." The pasuk doesn't only say tzeruah zav. The pasuk also mentions tamei nefesh. So the Dvar holds that the really of ishish is not that he blames it tzeruah zav, but he blames it negei b'chol tamei nefesh. You find the similar machlekes l'gabe another din. The Rishayim here, they ask Akasha as following. They say the Gemara says the Mishnah says in the second parak of Zvachim that an Oral can't do Avoida. An Oral is Mechal Avoida. An Oral can't do Avoida. An Oral is a Kayin. He can't do an Avoida in the base of Mikdash. And the Gemara there says, Dovazem Teris Moshe Rabbeinu Leila Matnu. We learn it from the Pasuk in Yechezkel. It's not from Teris Moshe, it's from Pasuk in Yechezkel. The Pasuk says, Kol Kayin Oral Leva Oral Basel Leverle Mikdashi, that if a Kayin's an Oral, he can't come to the base of Mikdash, he can't do Avoida. And the Mara explains it's halachal veshim sinai, Yecheskel came and put it in the pasuk, but there's no pasuk in the Torah for it. So the Rishayim say, but according to Rabbi Kiva, there is. Point to Rabbi Kiva, ish is mar ba'aral ki tamei, just like a tamei, as in first pasuk, a tamei can't do aveda. So an aral is ki tamei, so aral also can't do aveda. So the Rishayim say, nechanami, that Gemara is going not like Rabbi Kiva, it's a stam d'shas, not like Rabbi Akiva. And that's one of the rice that was brought that we don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva, which we'll discuss. But the Rash Mishants, brought in the Arzeru and Ilchas Mila, Ais Tzadik Tes, he has a tshuva in the Rash Mishants, he says it's not a raya, because it could be, if it would only be for the Psul Tameh, we know that Tumas Hutchu B'Tzibur. So if the Kayan, whose Tameh could do Aveda when it's necessary to bring the Karban Tzibur, to bring the Tmidim and Musafim, to bring the Karban Tzibur, Tumas Hutchu B'Tzibur, so if it would only be for the pasuk of ish ish l'ramas aral kitame, you wouldn't know that an aral is pasul for a carbon tzibur. That's a davazem mitayris meisher rabbeinu. There's another psul called aral, not just the psul of tame. There's another psul called aral, and that's pasul even by a vaydis tzibur. So there again, taizen zvachem and after zvavim abeis bavarns this, and taizen zvachem says no. It says v'hut tzerua is of. An aral is not like a tame mace, which is hutcha b'tzibur. He's like a Mitzari Azov, and Mitzari Azov is not Hutchu B'Tzibur. But the Rash Mishans, Kenira holds like the Ritva, that the Ribui of Aral Kitame is like Tame Mace, and therefore would be Hutchu B'Tzibur. So, Bekitzer, the Rishayna Master Kasha, according to Bekiva, it's Marba Aral Kitame, why do we need the Pasuk called Aral Echel by Pesach, and the Pasha the Teretz, the Taisis, and the Ramban Rash Mitva say is that if not for the Pasuk that's Maid Aral by Pesach, we wouldn't know to be Maid Aral from Ish Ish. But the second teretz in the Ritva that says, because the teacher, that even when Roiv Tzibur is Arelim, there's no Dechia. If it was Als Tamid, it'd be a Dechia. And Taizen Chagiga says, the reason why the Rishayna didn't say this teretz is because Arel will be like Tzeruah Izav, which wouldn't have a din of Hutchu B'Tzibur. And apparently Ritva holds that Arel will be like Tmei Nefesh, which would have a din of Hutchu B'Tzibur. Valderach Zay have the Machlekes that the Rishayna here say, Gemara in Zvachim, that says that the psul Arla Aveda is only learned that from a pasuk in Yecheskel, doesn't hold that Arla is Kitame, holds like Rebbe Lezer, not like Rebbe Kiva. But you have the Rash Mishans, says no, even if there is a psul Tame, but you need another psul Arla to tell you that's not Hutcha B'Tzibur. But it'll be totally again if the ribui is like tshuva, is over like tami nefesh. There's one more teretz on the kasha from the Minchas Chinuch in Simen Yud Zayin, Mitzvah Yud Zayin, that he says that the reason why you need a pasuk al ar lo yechel bay, if it would only be al tzedin tamei, there's only an iser of tuma after it's korva matirav. After the zrikas hadam, that's when there's an iser for someone who's tamei to eat the basar. If it was before zrikas hadam, there's no iser. I mean, Avadi's over the iser of eating the basar before zrikas hadam, but he's not over the iser of tuma. Shengen by Arelus is no such limitation. As long as Arel can't eat the basar from the Karban Pesach, even before the zrikas hadam. That's why I need a pasuk called Arel Echel by, in order that there should be an iser even before the zrikas hadam, even without Karban Matirav. The kids in the Milchus Chinuch's teretz is, and this is also the second teretz of the Ritva, is that the psul tumma has its limitations. If you find something which the psul aral is kail, which the psul tumma is not, so that's why you need a pasuk al aral le'echel bay, and the Milchus Chinuch says that you don't need karva matirav. So now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses the drash of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer learns that the gzer shava teisha v'sacha by Pesach, and teisha v'sacha by truma. So the Gemara says that the teisha v'sacha that's said by truma is not mufna. Here you need the gzeris shava should be mufna. Otherwise you have a pircha that pesach's mochama yichayim mishum pigul neisa v'tamei. So you need the gzeris shava should be mufna. And the teisha v'sacha by truma is not mufna. You need the teisha v'sacha by truma to teach you that an eved ivri doesn't eat truma. And you need both teisha v'sacha, because if you only have one, you'd say that one is talking about if he's not nirtza, regular eved ivri, and a nirtza then would eat truma. So that's what we need both to teach you that even a nirtza doesn't eat truma. But the teisha v'sacha, and it says by Pesach, the Gemara says is mufna. The pasuk says teisha v'sacha lo yechal bay. A teisha v'sacha cannot eat it by carbon Pesach. So the Gemara says teisha v'sacha the kasher one of a Pesach may niu. What is this teisha v'sacha that says by Pesach? He name a teisha v'sacha mamish, meaning an eved ivri, kinyan shanim or a kinyan oilam and irtzam. Shum de havelay teisha v'sacha if delay mi Pesach is because is an eved ivri or even a nirtza, does he become potter from karban Pesach? But kaimel and gabi chuma de lo yachel, we see by chuma he doesn't eat chuma. Alma le koni le rabbi. So you see that his rabbi isn't really kainim. And Taisa says, even though the Gemara in Kedushin says, eved ivri gufay koni, that's only that he needs an actual get shichur. He doesn't go out just by his rabbi telling him to go out. But legabe mitzvahs, it's not considered a kinyan aguf. He doesn't have a kinyan aguf. Since you see by chuma, he can eat chuma. So you see, there's no kinyan aguf that the rabbi has. Hachanami lekana le rabbi. So here also legabe Pesach, the rabbi is not kainim. So the Shainim are bothered. And what if the rabbi would be kainah? The din is eved kanani could eat a carbon Pesach, even though the rabbi is kainah. How would you be able to teach teisha v'sacha layechal bayi that says by carbon Pesach that it's talking about eved ivri, even if the rabbi is kainah, but eved kanani, which the rabbi is taka kainah, also eats from a carbon Pesach? So the two mahalchim in the Rishayim, Taisa says that when it says layechal bayi, it means layechal only if he's nimna on the rabbi. An eved kanani is automatically nimna on his rabbi's karban Pesach. He can't be maman himself in any other karban Pesach without the rishus of his rabbi. But eved ivri is free. He could be maman himself on his own karban Pesach. He's not meshubah to his rabbi's karban Pesach. So if would be kani le gufe, he'd be like an eved kanani. He wouldn't be able to eat on stam another one's karban Pesach. He'd have to dafk eat from his rabbi's karban Pesach. But that's why it says that, but that the Gemara says that since you see by Chuma, it's not Kanele Gufay, Vais Tais, there's no Kinyan Aguf, Vais Tais, you can eat from anyone's Karban Pesach. That's Tais Malach. Rashi's Malach, it's more explained in the Rishayim, is that the Pasuk Taisha V'sacha Le'echel Bay on the Tzad, that would have a Kinyan Aguf, wouldn't mean that it's us of him to eat it. It would be mut of him to eat it. It would mean that he's not Mechuyiv to eat it. The din is an Eved Kanani. According to one man, yom, it's a machlekes, if Nashim Berishin Chayvu or Nashim Berishin Rishus. But if the old Nashim Berishin Rishus, that Nashim aren't mechuyiv to have a Karban Pesach, who would then Eved Kanani is not mechuyiv to have a Karban Pesach? So the Pasuk Taisha V'sach Al-Echelbay would be taiched that he's not mechuyiv to eat the Karban Pesach, he's like an Eved Kanani. But that we say, since the guy B'Chuma, we see that the rabbi is not kainim, he can't eat Chuma, vice dice, he's totally free, and therefore he would be mechuyev to eat the Korban Pesach. Alko panim, the Gemara says that Teisha v'sacha can't mean a regular Eved Ivri. The Gemara says, Ela lafnuye. So it must be coming lafnuye. It's an extra word, Teisha v'sacha. But the Shainim are bothered, Teisus. But you can't, because you want to make a mufta for Gzera Shava, say something which is sheker. The Torah can write something which is not necessary. But the Torah can't write something which is wrong. So if Teisha v'sacha means an Eved Ivri, the Torah can't write lo yechel bay, and really there could be yechel bay. What's pshat in the pasuk Teisha v'sacha lo yechel bay? So Rav Yishayim say that it means a guy. A guy is a Teisha v'sacha. So Shnei in Teisus, as they say in the Rambam, and Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perek Tes, that it means a guy is a sacha. A guy is a Teisha v'sacha can't eat from the Korban Pesach. It's mufna, you don't need the pasuk, because since an Arl can't eat from a Korban Pesach, and a Ben Necha can't eat from a Korban Pesach, so Kolshkin, a guy can't eat from a Korban Pesach. A guy is an Arul. A guy is a Ben Echar. Avad will be Nichol Ni'is of Arul and Ben Echar. Tainachanam, you don't need the Pasuk. But the Pasuk's telling you another din, a guy can't eat from a Korban Pesach. It's not necessary. We know it from the other halacha. So the reason why the Torah says it's left near, but Akapanam, the din is a correct din. Raivin and Asagas in the Rambam and Perek Tes Hilchos Korban Pesach says that he would attach Teisha V'sacha, not like the Rambam, not that it means a guy. But a Teisha V'sacha means a Yiddish Teisha V'sacha, and it means L'yayichel by meaning that he's not automatically Nimna on his master's Korban Pesach. L'yayichel by means he can't eat in your Korban Pesach without you being Mamanim. Eved Knani could, but a Teisha V'sacha L'yayichel by, a Teisha V'sacha can't eat in your Korban Pesach. The Marsha explains, the Ravid also doesn't mean that you learn out this Chiddush Din from the Pasuk. Avad, you know this Din, since it's not Kani Gufei. That is not nichel in the meaning of the rabbi that we know without the pasuk. But Akapanim, the pasuk is telling you halacha that's a correct halacha, not a necessary halacha. The Teisha V'sacha and Eved Ivri lo yechel bay is not automatically mamuna on your Korban Pesach. The Gemara goes weiter. Ima Pesach einan asuba avchuma einan asuba. One we learn from the Gzera Shava also the Isra Aninus. So the Gemara says Gzera Sakasiv Zaris Yomayt Delach V'lay Aninus. And the Gemara explains why. How do we know that the Gzeirah Shava is going on Arelus and the Miut is going on Aninus, maybe Fakert? The Gemara discusses that. And the Gemara similarly asks, if you have a Gzeirah Shava, why don't we also learn out the din of Milas Schorev Avodav, just like Milas Schorev Avodav prevent one from eating the Korban Pesach, so to the Milas Schorev Avodav, the fact that his sons don't have a Bris Mila, or his Avodim don't have a Bris Mila, should prevent someone from eating Truma. Mar says a miyut umalta isa as yechel bay mila schar avada makevis bay bay mila schar makevis betruma mila schar avada is only for pesach not for truma. And again, the Gemara says, how do we know that the Yerushav is going on oral and the miyut the mila schar avada? Why don't we say the opposite? Gemara first says a reason why it's more starb, it's more considered bedaima to be married by reilus rather than mila schar avada. And then the Gemara says, it's impossible to say that the Gzereshav is going on Milas Chorev Avadov and the Miyat is going on Arelus. Because Miyat can mean that Arelus the Gufei Leim Akvebei, Arelus the Achrinim Akvebei. How would that be possible to say that by eating Truma, if one is an Arel himself, he's allowed to eat Truma, it's not going to stop him from eating Truma? But if his sons are an Earl, if his Avodim are an Earl, then he can't be Truma. Can't be such a thing. It's against logic. Therefore, if you have a choice whether Arelus or Milas Schar Avodav, you're going to have to say Arelus, because it wouldn't be possible to say Milas Schar Avodav is an Ikuv and Arelus is not an Ikuv. So the Taisa Rosh asks, Agvaldig Akasha, the Thevis Lomdus of the Gemara, that it's impossible to say, it's illogical, that if someone didn't do a bris mila on his sons or his avadim, he cannot bring a Korban Pesach. And if he didn't do a bris mila on himself, he could. Avada, when the Torah says that the mila scharev avadav ma'akev in the Korban Pesach, it's pashut that his own mila is certainly ma'akev. So I'm saying, why do we need the pasuk for Ar lo yechel bay? Why do we need the pasuk by Korban Pesach telling you that an Ar can eat a Korban Pesach? Once you know the din of Mila Scharev Avadav, so pshita that Arul can't eat a Korban Pesach. What's the pshat? Do we need a pasuk of Arul? Just like the Gemara says, it's impossible by Truma to say that Mila Scharev Avadav ma'akev from Truma and Mila Atzmei won't. Why would you say the same thing about Korban Pesach itself? and we learn that Milas Atzmei for Milas Charevav Adav. Teretz Rosh has a Yisaydis the Keteretz. He says, and it's Mavur this way in the next blunt, on Daf Ayin Aleph, we'll discuss it again there, that there's a chilek and dim between Milas Charevav Adav and Milas Atzmei. By Milas Atzmei, like we said, Lefi Rav Rishayim, Rashi and Taisis, and the Ramban, and the Rajma, the Ritva, and the Rambam, even if he's an Einis Gomer, it was Meso Echa Machmas Mila, he can't do the Bris Mila, Sekonis the Fashis, he's not allowed to do the Bris Mila, but still he's an Arl, and he can't eat the Karban Pesach, even though it's not his fault totally. Mashenki by Mila Scharva Avadav, the Gemara says, Himalai Kol Zachar, someone who could do a Bris Mila on a Scharva Avadav, and he doesn't, he can't eat the Karban Pesach. Mashenki, if he's an Einis, on doing the Bris Mila Scharva Avadav, like the Gemara's case was, he's in jail, or his son is sick, has fever. In these cases, it's not Makiv of meaning the Karban Pesach. I mean, the Lam, this is Ezai. Arl is a Psilaguf. It doesn't matter if you had a choice, you didn't have a choice, an Arl is a Psilaguf. An Arl can't eat the Karban Pesach. Mila Scharva Avadav, it's not a Psilaguf. There's nothing wrong with you. It's a din. That if you're not Makai in the midst of Skarav Avadav, you can't eat the Karban Pesach. If you're an Oinus on the Kiyam, then you could eat the Karban Pesach. So Oiva Zaytain at the Rosh, Einachinami from the Pasuk of Mila Skarav Avadav will know that if he could do a Bris Mila on himself and doesn't, Mikol Shken, he won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach. But we won't know the Psulaguf. So if he's an Oinus, we won't know that he won't be able to eat the Karban Pesach. You need the Pasuk to tell you an Arl, which is an Einis, can't eat the Karban Pesach. The Yisayid of this Teis Rosh is the Chayav, the Yisayid of a big Chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch says, the Mitzvah Yud Zayin. He says a big Chiddush. He wants to say that if somebody could do a Bris Mila on himself and doesn't, and eats the Karban Pesach, Milvad being over on the Lav of Kol Arl Lo'yechel Bay, because he's an Arl, he's also over on the Asay of Himalay Kalzach of Azjikuva Saisai. Since, like the Gemara here is saying, that if Milas Scharv is Makav Koshke Milas Atzmai, so in regard to the din, that without a Bris Mila of the Scharv, you can't eat the Karban Pesach, that applies to his own Bris Mila also. So it'll be Eiva Nanasei also. If he's an Einis, so all he'll be Eiva is on the life of Arl. He won't be Eiva Nasei of Himalay Kalzachar. But if he's not an Einis, he'll also be Eiva Nasei of Himalay Kalzachar. And Teis Rosh is very much mashma that way, because Teis Rosh asks the Kasha, what do we need the Lav of Arl? And he says, you only need it for the case where he's an Einis. Vices, if he isn't an Einis, it's anyway Nichol, the Isser of Mila Schar Vavod, of a Ma'ak of L'Echol Pesach. Now the Teis Rosh is bothered. Ay Bezai, so what does the Gemara mean? So why can't we learn out that by Truma, there's a din that Mila Schar Vavod of a Ma'ak of it from eating Truma? And that would include Milas Atzmai. But still, there's no Psil Arl by Chuma and an Afgamina for Einis. So you don't have the Din Arl. So, but Einis, even his own Mila is not Ma'akiv. But Milas Scharv Avadav is Ma'akiv, and his Mila also, if he could do the Mila. What's Pshat in the Gemara now? The Zak the Teis Rosh, because in Svara, if you have a choice to make a Limud on his own Mila, or on the Mila Scharva Avadav, you can't leave Mila Scharva, his own Mila, and make the Liman on Mila Scharva Avadav. Even though it would be possible to say that there's a din of Mila Scharva Avadav, and that would include himself, and that's only when you could do it. You could do the Mila, and there's still no Issa Arl, so I'll upon him by an Einis, he would be able to eat Truma. That Liman is possible, but the Gemara is saying that when you're making a drasha and you have a choice of Milas Scharva Avadav and Arl, you obviously have to learn first the din of Milas Atzmai and also including all the din of Milas Atzmai, including Einis, and not learn the din of Milas Scharva Avadav and not Milas Atzmai. That's a shtickel from the Teis Rosh. The Ritva doesn't seem to hold this way. The Ritva asks a kasha on the Gemara. He says the Ibayis Ema is so partial and so logical. How is it possible in the world to say that Mila Scharav Avadav are Ma'akavim and his own Mila not? What's the first Lashon hold? Why the first Lashon say other Svaris, Hanach Nefishin, why you should learn Dafka, why it's more logical to learn Dafka Arelos and not Mila Scharav Avadav? Lachar, what the second lashon says is mamish pashit. It's impossible to say that his own mila is not makiv and mila schar v'avodav is makiv. So the Dvar says, no, I'll tell you a svar. Mila schar v'avodav, the Torah said, is makiv from eating the carbon pesach or from truma because he shouldn't be misrashel. Shelo yivsha. Mila schar v'avodav is a chiv that he has. And we want to make sure that everyone's makai in this chiv. Akei dekach will make a consequence. You don't do mila schar v'avodav if you can't eat the carbon pesach or you can't eat truma. There's no makom to make such a consequence. But Derech Klal, his father took care of the milas atzmai. There's no real place. The Torah didn't have to make such a thing. If you don't do a mila on yourself as an einish, you can't bring the Karban Pesach as an incentive to do the mila. So the Dvar is saying an actual svara that mila skar v'avodav b'dafke is makiv and his own mila is not makiv. You don't have the svara of Hashem Yifsha. So the Dvar karchik didn't hold of the Teis Zerush. The Dvar is not being mechalik between Mila Skar V'Avadav and Mila Satzmai. Now the Shaila is, so according to the second Lashon, which holds it's impossible to say that Mila Skar V'Avadav is Ma'akev and Mila Satzmai is not Ma'akev, it's a Koshkein, so how did Dvar learn the Pasuk? Why do you need a Pasuk Kalar Le'echobai when you already have the din of Mila Skar V'Avadav? How would the Dvar answer the Teis Rosh's Kasha? So the emphasis of Mefarshim and Chumash, the Rabbi Mizrahi, and the Gerayi from the Maral on in Parshas Bay, Perikud Beis, Pasuk Memdal, they ask this Kasha. One need a Pasuk Kalar Le'echabai, you already know Milas Charev Avadav, and Kolshkein Milas Atzmai. The Mizrahi says that the Pasuk that says Milas Avadav, it's not clear it means Milas Avadav. The Pasuk says, Kol Evedish Miknes Kesef, Umalta Eisei Oz Yechabai. Evan, you do a bris mil on him, and then he could eat. Pashat the Pshan, the Pasuk, you would say the Evet could eat. Now, since there's already a din of Kol Arle Yechelbay, so we know the Evet can't eat without a bris mila, so then we say, Umalta Isa Az Yechelbay means the Adnan could only eat if he does a bris mila on his Evet. But if it wouldn't be for a Pasuk that already said Kol Arle Yechelbay, you wouldn't teach the Pasuk of Mila Savadav to me, Mila Savadav. You wouldn't say the Adnan eats when he does the meal of the Evet. You'll say the Evet eats when he does the meal on the Evet. That's the Mizrahi's Teretz. The Gerayi, the Maral, says a different teretz. He says you need the pasuk because a milas scharav avadav, even if it's a kal v'chayim to milas atzmai, but emas hirim min adin, he wouldn't get malchus. You need the pasuk kol ar le'echabai to say that he gets malchus. Emma said, I don't understand why the Maral says emas hirim min adin. There is no lav b'chla by milas scharav avadav. Milas scharav avadav doesn't say a lav. It says an asay. Umalta eisa az yechabai. Hima loy kozach av azikav asaysay. You only ever an asay. You need kol ar le'echelbay in order to be ever alive. But in the Mefarshim are clear saying a pshat that even if the milas atzma is learned out directly from milas char v'avadav, you still need the pasuk kol ar le'echelbay. So mainly, even according to Ritva, that's not mechal to milas char v'avadav and milas atzma, you have a teretz to the kasha. Why the teretz had to say kol ar? Why don't you just know it for milas char v'avadav? The teretz is either because you wouldn't darsh a milas char v'avadav for milas char v'avadav. If not, they already have a pasuk of Kol Ar Le'echelbay. Well, you need it to tell you that you're over the live of Kol Ar Le'echelbay. From Mila Schar Vavad, if you don't see the live.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.